channel is Track Trum, T-R-U-M, at Mr. Dawson on YouTube. It's going to be fun.
Cool. Have a great evening, everyone. Kitchen Table Conversations is next.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of PDX Jazz Presents Tia Fuller Quartet, September 15th at the Fremont Theater in Portland. Tia Fuller is an award-winning bandleader. Her uncanny ability to spellbind audiences has also led her to many prestigious gigs, including a highly coveted position as lead saxophonist and featuring soloist for pop star Beyoncé's all-female touring band. Again, that's PDX Jazz Presents Tia Fuller Quartet, September 15th at 9:30 p.m. at the Fremont Theater, 2393 Northeast Fremont Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Jewish Voice for Peace's panel discussion, Why Does the United States Support Israel? Tuesday, September 5th at Tabor Space in Portland. This panel discussion hopes to address a number of issues, such as the role of the Israel lobby in shaping U.S. policy, the role of the military-industrial complex and the national security establishment, and how Palestine solidarity activists can counter these forces. Panelists include Joel Bainan, Wael Elassadi, and Maya Rotem. Again, that's the Jewish Voice for Peace's panel discussion, Why Does the United States Support Israel? Tuesday, September 5th at 7 p.m. at Tabor Space, 5441 Southeast Belmont Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6:02, and next is Kitchen Table Conversations. Mary Postlethwaite is out today, so we are playing a show that aired in July, so just a couple of months ago. And the topic is sexual assault, just to give a disclaimer for folks, a trigger warning. Again, Kitchen Table Conversations is next, and at 7 p.m. on KBOO, we'd be keeping it real. So stay tuned.
You know, a lot of stuff's been heavy on my mind and heavy on my chest lately, so look at the world around us, man, it's crashing and it's burning. Got me praying to the Lord for better days and deep discernment. I'm not nosy, I'm observant. I acknowledge I ain't perfect. Trying to turn the other cheek and trying to be the bigger person. But it's easier than said, it's all reflecting in my head. No more dwelling on the past and being worried about what's next. It's like I'm on my last breath and with a noose around my neck. And it's day and age to reach its age, it really is a blessing. Oppression and depression got me stressing with this lesson. Is God trying to tell me something? If he is, then what's the message? I'm trying to get this money for my brother who's a college kid. Crying to myself like thank the Lord. Lord God, he really did it. Leading by example wasn't hard, and plus I dated women. Taught them all I know, and 2 years later, I'm a auntie figure. Now what's the difference if I'm sending in this contradiction? Trying to right my wrongs, but I go left and miss the whole picture.
Hey. Hello, this is Mary Postlethwaite with Kitchen Table Conversations on KBOO 90.7 FM. It's been a month. I haven't talked to everybody out there. I hope everybody had a great 4th of July. Well, my plans changed today. I had a guest coming in, but she got food poisoning. So I am going to speak about a topic that I believe isn't talked about enough, and also about the relationship between child and parent. My son gave me a book to read. What, today's Wednesday, right? So Monday night, my son gave me a book to read. It's called Speak. And I finished it today. What it's about, basically, without like telling the story, it's about sexual assault and somebody feeling like they weren't, like, they didn't know how to talk about it. So I just thought that I would have a show today about those kinds of things. First thing I want to say is, Delphine, could you throw the the number out there in case anybody wants to chime in on the conversation about this, because it's very important. So
absolutely. The phone number is 503-231-8187. So 231-8187 to call in and contribute to the conversation tonight.
Absolutely. So, you know, I talk a lot about parents and youth and the relationship between the two and the relationship between me and my children. But this book really inspired me to want to talk more about it. The first thing I want to say is that parents out there, as parents, listen to your kids. And as people, listen to others. When they come to you and say something negative or upsetting has happened to them, especially for sexual assault, it's hard for the person who's been assaulted to find somebody they can trust to talk about it. And so the book that I read is really a girl who goes through the struggles of her life or her first year in school, not being able to speak about it and feeling like everybody is looking at her funny for it and things like that. So being a victim of sexual assault myself in the past, I know how she feels. So, you know, I want to say that it's a hard topic to talk about when it comes to some parents speaking with their kids about things like that. But I'm here to hopefully make it a little bit easier and give some ways that you can speak to your kids about, you know, what to do if they were ever sexually assaulted, boys or girl. But I want to throw out a couple statistics here that were in the book. And it says, first of all, for those of you out there who are sexual violence victims, 1 in 6 American women will be raped or attempted to be raped in the U.S. And a rape is reported every 5 minutes. 16% of all rapes are never reported, which is true. A lot of women, they believe it's their fault, or boys. It's not just women, but, you know, they believe it's their fault. They did something wrong. Who can I tell? Who's going to believe me? And that's how I felt. You know, being a prostitute, when something like that happens, you feel like, well, nobody's going to believe you because of who you are. And, you know, I had to learn the hard way that there are people out there that will listen to you. Girls between the ages of 16 and 19 are 4 times more likely to be a victim of attempted or actual rape. And that's appalling to me. That's a lot of women. Boys, too. 1 out of every 33 American men will be the victim of attempted or completed rape. In 2003, 10% of the rape victims were male. And I could just assume, I'm not a man, but I could assume how hard it would be for a man to come out with, you know, the fact that he was sexually assaulted. So sexual assault sees no color. It sees no boundary, you know, and I think that we all should open our eyes and ears to it a little bit more. The victims of sexual assault are 3 times more likely to suffer depression and 6 times more likely to suffer PTSD, which is something that I suffer from both of those. 13 times more likely to abuse alcohol and 26 times more likely to abuse drugs. And, you know, again, I can't think for other people, but I can only assume that that is because they don't know where to turn. They don't know if they're going to be believed, things like that. There's places out there, and at the end of today's show, I'll throw out a couple places out there for anybody out there who needs to speak about it. There's a few places that you can call or you know, websites you can go on to get some help. This book that I read, Speak, is just, it's a phenomenal book. You know, I like to read. I like a good read. I like true, you know, true story type of reading. And I have to recommend this book. I have to. Especially for teenagers or for young women. It's very powerful and it could help you when it comes to having a voice. For the people out there who maybe the person that somebody comes to saying, hey, you know, I had something happen. There's a few tips that you can use to hopefully not make that person feel alienated or wronged in any way, the first and foremost, most important thing that you can do is to believe what they're saying. If they're not telling the truth, it'll come out later. But when somebody approaches you with something like that, please just believe what they're saying, because not believing them will cause more emotional trauma to them than anything that would happen after that. So, you know, believe them. It can be extremely difficult for people to come forward and share that they've been hurt. They may, you know, like I said, feel ashamed. So when somebody comes and says that, first thing, believe them. Validate it, you know. Let them know that, you know, it's okay for them to be upset, and tell them that, you know, it was hard for them to come to you and to say something like that, and just kind of validate the fact of how they're feeling and the fact that it's not their fault. This happens everywhere and they're not alone. The respect, don't make them talk about things that they're not ready to talk about. If, you know, they just come to you and they say it, but they're not quite ready to pull out all the details, don't push them to do that. You know, they'll talk when they're ready to talk. Again, remind them, it's not their fault. You know, people do things to people for whatever reasons they do them, but it's not because of you. You know, don't give them advice. One of the worst things coming from a victim, one of the worst things that you can really do is to tell me your experiences and how you've dealt with your crisis. The thing is, it's not your crisis that we're dealing with right now. And I understand wanting to give advice to people who have been hurt, but when something like that happens, what really needs to happen is to just allow that person to feel comfortable in the space that they're bringing it out in. And for you to talk about you and your situations is kind of like, you know, putting their feeling and what happened to them behind what happened to you. So, you know, try not to give too much advice to somebody, you know, unless it's like, you know, some kind of resource that they could maybe get some help or turn to, or somebody, you know, positive or whatever that they could go and see. Other than that, you know, it's about what happened to them and, you know, how we can fix whoever got hurt. Ask them if they are open, you know, to receive extra help, because maybe they don't want their story out there. Maybe they just want to tell you and not nothing else, you know, but ask them anyway. You know, say, hey, I have a couple resources that I can help you, you know, dig into if you feel like you would like to talk about this a little bit more. So, you know, just ask them if they want those resources and then help them along getting them. And, you know, another tip would be to make sure that you yourself are taken care of. You know, when somebody comes to you, it may be hard for you to listen to what they have to say, whether it may have happened to you or, you know, you don't want to hear those kind of negative things, but keep yourself informed on what's going on and, you know, what to do in case of some type of assault, sexual assault, you know, things like that. And try to make sure that you can have all those resources in your own head, and that if somebody was to come to you about whatever happened to them, then you can actually feel comfortable with spending time with them and talking to them about the situation that has happened to them. So if you're not comfortable yourself, you're not going to be able to make that person comfortable. So, you know, educate yourself. Even if you've never been a victim, educate yourself about victims, educate yourself about the people who victims come to, educate yourself about resources that are out there. And just in general, you know, those are good things to have. You never know what may happen in the future. None of us are fortune tellers, so we need to educate ourselves about this subject. We have a phone caller, and this is Jeff. Jeff, are you there?
I'm here. Are you there?
I am here. How are you today?
Oh, I'm just dangerously well. Thanks for asking. I remind you that you're fully woke, and I'm going to say it again. You're fully woke, and I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
I don't think we understand, especially in this desperate time. But it's not desperate. The time is not desperate. This difficult, let's use the word difficult, this difficult time with that man and all that.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is very difficult.
You are absolutely on point, and I believe it important to state again and again that listening, the act of listening, is so critically important, even as we come through these strange times. Well, the first thing we're bound to do is bloody, bloody, blah, 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 because, you know, I know best.
Right.
And, you know, that wonderful relative that comes to you and says, oh, honey, it could be worse. You tell them right away, I've been through worse, and it's time to listen to each other, to the least of us, to each and every one of us, and not to the blah 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 blah, which you're so willing to go out and tell the whole world about how horrible, yada, 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 yada. No, no. You listen to that neighbor, the one right next to you, the one that has a tale that says this, whatever it may be. And your job, my job, every one of our jobs is to listen. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. I appreciate you calling in.
I know.
Bye-bye. You have a good night. He's right. It is very important. Listening is an extremely important process for people who have been victims of sexual assault. And a lot of the times people don't say anything is because they don't believe that somebody will listen and believe them. So, Jeff, you are absolutely correct. Listening is very important. You know, I think that if more people were able to feel comfortable coming out with whatever violations have happened to them, I truly in my heart feel like maybe the disruption and the negativity would somewhat be a little bit lowered because people would believe in others. So, you know, maybe we should try that one day, listening. So what do you think, Del? Listening, number one?
Well, I mean, I think that listening, it really is a skill. And I appreciate Jeff because I think, like, very often we are in a reactionary kind of culture wherever you're presented with a problem, you must find the solution. And I've been in that situation wherever people have shared very deep things or very, like, oh my God, like I need to do something about this kind of thing. But that you're absolutely right. Sometimes it really is not about doing. It really is for this person, for someone who is both a victim, but also has survived, you know, this attack, whatever it is. So is also a survivor, you know, to actually be able to share their story from their own perspective. And, you know, I know you've been talking about boys and girls, but I also want to talk about transgender folks because they are attacked at much higher rates, unfortunately,
absolutely.
And all the folks that also are queer or don't identify on the gender spectrum that are also attacked
absolutely.
More.
Yeah, I want to put it out there. I'm not just talking about, you know, straight people, boys, girls. I'm not. So it is anybody, you know, anybody out there can have this happen to them. You know, I have a son who's 6'4", and I tell him all the time that he is not invincible. Things can happen to him. There's always somebody else out there who, you know, may have a worse mind than you do. So, you know, just be prepared and be vigilant about what's going on. We have another caller. Her name is Kristen. Are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Hello, and thank you for calling today.
Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for having this as a topic. Being someone who has, well, did experience multiple years of sexual abuse, I just want to say for anybody out there that's listening that you don't have to, you want to tell somebody, you don't have to tell your parents, you don't have to tell your best friend, you can tell anybody, and that so much healing
yes.
can come through.
Absolutely.
Talking about it.
Absolutely. I appreciate you calling in and, you know, making courage to, or having the courage to say that. There's a lot of people who don't. And I commend you for coming onto live radio and allowing yourself to have that. And I honor the fact that you, you know, said that on my show. So I want to thank you very much. It is very important for people to be able to talk about their situations. So
yes, thank you very much.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Excuse me. So, like she had said, there's not enough people who talk about it. It is a very hard subject, and it can be hard not only for the victims, but it could be hard for the people who they want to tell. You know, I've been in both situations. You know, I've been a victim, and I've been the one who people have come to about their situations. And I'm not perfect. I've done probably what I wasn't supposed to, and reacted in a way I wasn't supposed to. Or, you know, I'm a very passionate person. So when something hurts somebody I love, it hurts me too. And I'm ready to, you know, just dig in there and go and get the person that hurt them, you know. So, and that's not the right reaction, but it's the immediate reaction. So I have to stop and think, no, that's not the best. But, you know, it can be shocking to a person, especially when it's somebody they love. I mean, anybody, but, you know, when you're really close to somebody, it's a little bit different, but it's not all, it's the same, but it's different, if that makes any kind of sense in the world. I'm going to put out there a couple of names. RAINN, R-A-I-N-N. It's the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network. At www.rainn.org. If you are a victim of sexual abuse, they can help you. They can listen. They will listen, give resources. SOAR, S-O-A-R, Speak Against Rape. That's www.soar99.org. Again, it's a resource for those who have or have not been victims of sexual assault. And those of us who, or those of you who have not me, but those of you who have not been a victim of sexual assault, you can still go on to these websites and call the places if you're interested in knowing more about what to do if somebody was to come to you, or, you know, if you ended up being a victim of sexual assault. I believe that even though, if you weren't a victim, that may, it's a good idea for you to know what to do just in case you are. So, you know, even if you haven't, just go on and look at the websites and see what's going on. The Rape Treatment Center, it's www.911rape.org. And the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 1-800-636-HOPE. And they're there to listen to you also, so and help you find resources that are suited for you. You know, assault in any way, whether it's sexual, verbal, mental, you know, physical, any type of assault against a person is wrong. None of it is any more wrong than the other in my eyes. I believe that we should all love each other, you know, and we all have differences and we all have disagreements. But, you know, I believe that it's those things that make us, you know, stronger together as a community, as a couple, as an individual, as a brother and a sister. Whatever relationship you have with a person, you know, I believe that we should love one another and respect one another. So that's my personal feeling. I hope a lot of other people feel that same way. But, you know,
I feel that way too, Mary.
No,
thank
good.
You
I'm not alone.
Radio is hard. Radio is hard because it does feel like you're alone in the moment.
Sometimes.
But I know that Jeff and Kristen, who've already called and contributed, are
absolutely
also probably noting.
Okay. So, I'm going to take a quick break. I have to use the restroom. So we're going to listen to, let me get my paper out, because I forgot what their names were. Hooray for the Riff Raff, the Body Electric.
Said you're going to shoot me down, put my body in the river. Shoot me down, put my body in the river while the whole world sings. Sing it like a song, the whole world sings like there's nothing going wrong. He shot her down, he put her body in the river. He covered her up, but I went to get her and I said, my girl, what happened to you now? I said, my girl, we gotta stop it somehow.
You're listening to Kitchen Table Conversations on KBOO Portland. Tonight, we are re-airing the July episode. Mary Postlewaite is out. So apologies for folks who've been trying to call, but that should happen in July. Again, this is Kitchen Table Conversations on your favorite radio station. That's KBOO Portland.
Tell me what's a man with a rifle in his hand gonna do for a world that's all gone mad? He's gonna shoot me down, put my body in the river, cover me up with the leaves of September like an old sad song. You heard it all before, well, Bill, you're gone, but I'm settling the score.
Hello, and I am back. This is Mary Postlewaite with Kitchen Table Conversations on KBOO 90.7 FM.
I just wanted to say, because that song is kind of heavy, because it talks about violence against women, so I just wanted to acknowledge that, you know, it's just kind of a heavy topic tonight and heavy song. So, yeah. You know, and as we talk about those things, also, it's important that we talk about, like, ways that we take care of ourselves, you know, and... You know, I think like music also, and creating music is one of the ways that we get it out, mm-hmm. You know? So, yeah, I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, I like to write, you know? I do a lot of writing, and I've found in the past that when I write, it doesn't necessarily have to make sense once you write it. You just, whatever words or thoughts pop in your head, you just write it down on paper. And I've found that when I do that, and I go back, and then I read it, right. I kind of laugh because it doesn't make any sense. It's just random thoughts that are in my head, but putting it on paper, reading it, and then being able to throw it away,
right.
It does give me like this sense of, you know, release almost. I mean, it doesn't take the pain away, but it helps. It's my one of my ways of therapy for myself, you know, for just about anything that I'm upset with, because, you know, there's a whole wide range of things that upset you, but, you know, yeah, that's another way you could you know, at least get those feelings on paper if you can't speak with somebody about it, you know, because I know how hard it can be to talk to people about things like that go on. But, you know, I just want to reiterate that it's not your fault if something like this happens to you. And, you know, I want to play the devil's advocate and flip on the other side. For those of you who do or have hurt another person in another way, there's help for you too. You know, I'm a firm believer in not holding grudges, because your life will be so much better if you get the negativity out of your brain. But however, I don't condone anything that goes on like that hurts another person, but there is help for you. And there are people out there that can help you see what you're doing that's hurting other people. So I just wanted to throw that out there too.
Yeah, because hurt people hurt people. You know, it's possible right. That you've been hurt as
absolutely.
Well. Absolutely. And that, you know, some yep. would need to heal.
Right.
Maybe.
And
or not.
In fact, I can just see that most people who do such horrible things to people have probably, like you said, been a victim of something themselves and haven't been able to get that out. Not that it's an excuse for them to do what they do, but it could be a reason that's in their brain, you know.
And, you know, like to your message of like, you know, we love each other. Like, I think that's also what happened is like any wounds that are left, you know, untreated or not healed, you know, can potentially mm-hmm. fester into something else. So it also is about, you know, having compassion for each other mm-hmm. to like, you know, making sure that all of our traumas, you know, are addressed because we live in a hugely traumatic society. So
absolutely.
I don't know if we can ever get there, but I think at least acknowledging that that's where we come from is important.
Absolutely. You know, healing comes within yourself. You know, when something happens to you, nobody else, just like if you, any behavior, you know, nobody's going to change what goes on in your life but you. So when something happens to you, even though it's hard to say something, you are the one that starts the healing process, whether that be writing it on paper, putting it in song, talking to somebody, whatever it may be. First, try to do it nonviolently. And to believe in yourself and believe that when you do try to heal from it, that there are things out there that will help you heal. You know, me being 43 years old, I still haven't healed from all my wounds in my life. And nobody's ever going to be 100% fully healed from every negative thing that's gone on in their life, whether it be sexual assault or verbal or, you know, you spilled the milk yesterday. Nobody is going to be 100% healed forever in their life. And that's okay. You know, acknowledging the fact that something happened and helping yourself heal and helping yourself understand the reasonings behind why it happened and what you can do to feel better and what maybe, you know, you or the people around you could do differently next time or maybe whatever it may be, you know, allow yourself that and know that it's not you, that you're not the bad one in the situation. Or, for lack of a better word, bad one. Know that, you know, you have the ability to be able to heal, start the healing process within yourself. So you just got to find it. It's there. And again, if you don't know who to call or you don't know what to say to somebody or how to say it, you know, or how to tell somebody that you've been hurt, if you don't feel like you have anybody in your life, you can go call a number out of the phone book. There's lots of different numbers in there for victims. I don't necessarily have all of them in front of me, but, you know, it doesn't have to be a friend. It could be a complete stranger. Sometimes I found that when somebody looks from outside of the whatever's going on, that they have a different way of seeing things. So, you know, I've actually come to complete strangers and just talk to them because they have an unbiased opinion. They don't know you. They don't know that person. So it's kind of an unbiased opinion about or whatever about what's going on in the situation. They may be able to give you, you know, a different kind of advice than your best friend or your mom.
Right. And that's kind of what the caller Kristen was sharing is like, tell someone. It doesn't have to be somebody
right.
you actually know, but right. just tell, sharing it.
Absolutely. Again, and I've said this before, if nothing else in the world, you know, call me here at KBOO once a month whenever I'm on the air. I have no problem with taking a call and listening. I'm a very good listener. So, you know, any way that will make you heal or start to heal that I can help, I'm more than willing to do what I can do. You know, I'm not Superwoman, but I have a good ear and, you know, I have a lot of experience in a lot of different areas, so I understand. And I am very not judgmental. I don't judge anybody for anything. Who am I to do that in my life? Whoa. So, yeah. So, again, you know, say something to somebody. Start to heal within yourself. Find something that you enjoy that will, you know, give you peace and serenity so that you can come to terms with yourself about what's going on to give you the strength to, you know, if need be, go to somebody else and, you know, take action on whatever it is that's happened to you. And for anybody, any survivors out there of any kind of traumatic incident, I'm sorry that happened to you. You know, it's not fair and it's not okay. No behavior like that is okay. but there is a light at the end of the tunnel. If you just walk towards it, it's there. So take that chance and unburden yourself of the things that are going on in your mind. I just kind of wanted to say that. So let me go on to a little bit lighter subject. Not so hard. It is, but it's not. I had a guest that was going to come on today. I hadn't seen her in a while. And I wanted to say, I don't know if she's listening, but if you're out there, we'll have you on my next show. I want to talk a little bit about addiction, because it comes with, you know, trauma a lot. I have friends who've had things go on in their lives, and their way of coping with it was turning to drugs or alcohol. And I want to say that that's not the way to go. We had a conversation about this in my home last night, talking about, you know, allowing yourself to not heal and becoming addicted to something. You know, my father was an alcoholic, and he died drinking and driving. And I had a friend at my house yesterday, and they were talking about how they were somewhere and they were drunk and going somewhere else. And my daughter was like, no, I will not get in the car with somebody who's been drinking. Absolutely not. So I had to commend her for that, because that's something that I've taught her, and I'm glad she listened. We have another caller. Tony, are you there?
I am.
Well, hello. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great, I'm doing great, even though listening to you for the last 20 minutes is stirring up some powerful feelings. I'm really okay with that, and that's great to be in that space, because sometimes, there was a time in the past when I wasn't okay with that, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm also really aware that I'm not comfortable going into details with you on the radio. But I just wanted you to know that it's a powerful show you're doing, and I really appreciate it. And it's motivating me. I'm making a lot of positive changes in my life, and it's motivating me to deal with some unresolved issues around this stuff. So I appreciate that.
Well, good. And I'm glad that you called in today. I apologize that, you know, something has happened to you. Yeah.
Oh, it's not. No apology. I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful.
Well,
honesty is powerful, and self-honesty and just allowing myself to like say, oh wow, guess what? This is really disturbing to me, and there's good reason why it's disturbing, and it's really good that, you know, the person I used to be would. Now, you were just talking about don't get into a car with somebody who's drinking and driving. The person who I used to be would deal with this by going and getting high or getting drunk, right?
Right.
And I don't do that anymore.
Congratulations.
And so now, you know, now I have resources. I have people in my life that I can talk to, I can go get some counseling. I would share that. If anyone is listening and identifying and you're going to go get a counselor, finding the right counselor is sometimes some work. And remind myself, like, it's the same as like finding a good dental hygienist or a good mechanic. You don't just think it's always going to be the first one you talk to. Right. And that's okay, too. That doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you or them. You just keep at it. But don't let it keep you from seeking the help that you need. You
Absolutely.
Know, that's really important.
Absolutely. I appreciate you calling.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for your show.
And thank you for calling. And you have a good evening. And
alrighty.
Be safe. And he's right, folks. If something has happened and you do go try to seek help with somebody, he's right. the first person that you talk to may not be the right match for you. And again, it's not because of you or them. Maybe it's just not the right match. I've been that situation also. You know, I've gone to counseling, and the first thing that happened is I walked in and I looked at the counselor and I was like, oh no, she was younger than me. You know, too, it didn't even look like she had had any kind of struggles in her life, but that was me judging her. But however, I just wasn't comfortable. I didn't feel like she was the right fit for me. So, and as Tony said, it's okay. It's all right for that to happen because, you know, not everybody is a match. But there is somebody out there, whether they be a counselor or anybody, there is somebody out there who may be the right match for you. And not to let it discourage you if the first or second or even 10th person isn't the right one. Keep trying. Do not let that discourage you from trying. I know it's hard, but it's possible. So, you know, just try not to allow that to stop you from healing. Thank you, Tony, for saying that. I didn't even think about that myself. I don't know why, but but thank you. I appreciate that a lot. And
maybe because you didn't have very good positive experiences with.
That's true.
Counselor.
Yeah, that's true. It took me a long time to cope with the things that are going on in my life. You know, in fact, until I was about 40 years old, when I turned 40, I finally realized that the things that I was trying to do for myself to heal myself weren't working. It was more like a pacifier, you know, like it just, it kind of helped for the moment while I was speaking about it, but it never really went away. And I just kind of suppressed the feelings, until I was about 40. And I started to realize that, you know what, I'm becoming violent. I'm yelling at my kids all the time. I'm doing things that are unhealthy for me and unhealthy for my children. And it took a long time. And I hope that by me bringing it out there, that somebody out there won't take as long of time to get some help and to talk to somebody about it. 'Cause it can ruin your life. It really can. It can destroy you if you allow it to. But I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to. So, you know, I've been a victim of a lot, whether it be in my family or sex trafficking, you know, physical abuse from a boyfriend, things like that. I've dealt with it, and it doesn't make anybody else's situation any better or worse, but it gives me the insight to know what you're feeling and to know what it's like for somebody on the outside also, you know, because that's important, too, that the people on the outside understand what's going on also. So, in effect, that's a major part of it. But, you know, now that I'm 43, I have people in my life that, you know, I love dearly. Delphine being one of them.
Thank you, Mary.
She's like my best friend.
I love you, too, dearly.
Oh, well, thank you. My kids, they're, you know, they're my joy. Even though they get on my nerves, I still love them.
They're fantastic.
Right. I'm just playing. They're great kids.
I don't sleep in your house. That's true.
Right. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. So, and honestly, I can't lie. I found a lot of safe harbor in not family, you know. And I've always said that blood doesn't make you family. It only makes you related. So my family isn't necessarily my blood. But to me, they're family. So that's important to me. And my kids, you know, they're really great for me. And I try to keep them in the loop about my life. They know all the struggles that I've gone through. So they got the insight also. I've always told them I'm their best defense against the world because, you know, I'm very open with them and very honest about what's going on in my life and what has happened in my life. So for everybody out there, don't wait till you're 40 or, you know, 20 years later or 30 years later to finally come out with your pain, even though it's difficult and it may hurt. Please, please try to find somebody or some way of expressing that negativity to somebody so that you can unburden yourself. So please, please try. So, yes, we're going to go to another song real quick. This is Unforgettable by Nat King and Natalie Cole.
That's what you are.
Unforgettable, though near or far.
Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more
unforgettable in every way.
And forevermore,
and forevermore,
that's how you'll stay.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. This is Kitchen Table Conversations. Tonight, Mary Postlewaite is out, so we are playing a re-air from the July Kitchen Table Conversation shows. Again, this is Kitchen Table Conversation, re-airing a July episode on KBOO Portland.
We're back. That was Natalie and Nat King Cole, Unforgettable. You're listening to Kitchen Table Conversations on KBOO 90.7 FM. Excuse me. I want to throw a couple more facts that I didn't throw out there earlier.
Can I show the phone number? Mary, this is Del, because Tony called and said, please share the phone number again, because other people might want to call.
Absolutely.
So 503-231-8187.
It's 231-8187.
And remember, I don't know if the fifth caller is still, you know, potentially.
We have two more.
We have two more to go.
So two more callers and you will receive a exclusive dinner from me for up to four people.
And a kitchen table conversation.
And a kitchen table conversation. Absolutely. You'll be able to come on to my next show and we'll talk about it before then, but yeah, so that's another thing that'll come along with the dinner. So, you know, two more callers, you're out there. Let me put this out here about teenagers. Most teenagers who are raped or sexually assaulted are usually attacked by somebody they know. My first attack was by somebody that I know, very close to me, so I can identify with that. 17.7 million American women have been victims of rape or attempted rape. which can be just as traumatizing, even if they don't actually complete the act. It can still be traumatizing. It's still violence against the person. People who have been victims of sexual assault are 4 times more likely to contemplate suicide. I wanted to throw that out there because I'm also one of them. I have tried to commit suicide in my life more than once. I have not succeeded, obviously. And I'm here to say that it's not the answer, that as many people as you think won't listen to you are as many people that care about you and will miss you when you're gone. So suicide is not the answer. There are people you can talk to. So I just want to throw that out there. Being somebody who has been there, and been hospitalized for trying to commit suicide, for various reasons, there's help for you, and somebody out there loves you and will miss you. So please, before you do that, please try to talk to somebody. I encourage you, whether it be, you know, a friend or stranger, a doctor, you know, a teacher, whoever, please try to talk to somebody before you try to take your life. We have another caller. John, are you there?
Yeah.
Hello, how are you this evening?
I'm all right. Your show has definitely put some emotions going on, and it's hard. I'm 38, and I'm now a father, and as my child starts getting closer to the age that I was, It's bringing anger more to the surface. I used to be able to drown out a lot of stuff, and now that I'm seeing someone close to the age that I was, and I look at how innocent my child is, this is kind of hard.
I understand. Take your time.
I've never told anybody anything. The only other person that knows is the person that did what they did. So literally as I'm speaking this right now, I've never spoken to a counselor. I've never spoken to another human on this subject. And it's starting to become harder for me to deal with as my child gets closer. And the way that you were talking earlier on how it can destroy you if you allow it to, had really set really, you know, deep emotions for me to even think of that. And it's really hard to try to think of how I'm going to handle this and what I'm going to do, because I don't know. I've never spoken ever, and it's your show is amazing.
Thank you.
Because it's definitely made me think of a lot, and it's unfortunate that the only emotion that I have right now is anger. Because no one's ever had to say they're sorry to me.
Right, and it is unfortunate, but I just want to say that you feeling anger is a very valid feeling. You have the right to feel anger.
Thank you.
So I want to let you know that it's okay to be mad, and it's okay to not like what's going on. That emotion is perfectly normal. So don't hold that against yourself. I just wanted to say that.
Thank you. That actually, it's crazy. I just wanted to like call to say, you know, to people out there that, you know, who's never ever spoken like to anybody, that you never know when someone's going to say something that's going to spark you to either want to get help or say something as you guys have today.
Well, thank you.
And so it's more of a thank you to you guys, because I'm not going to say that I am, but I'm closer to wanting to get real help than I ever have before.
Good.
So it's more of a thank you to you guys than me for sharing, because this is the furthest I've ever come as an anonymous caller, because John's not my name.
And it's okay. You don't have to say your own name.
And thank you. But it's the closest I've ever come to ever saying anything. And that's what's crazy, is because many other listeners out there, you have no clue. You two who are in the studio, you have no clue who you're touching. And I just wanted to say thank you. And I could seriously stay here all day and jab, because I've never said anything before and it's starting like a flood. But I know you guys have a show, but I just wanted to call and say thank you.
And thank you for calling and saying that. And I think the best advice I could say would be to stay true to yourself, you know, and you'll know when you're ready. Stay honest with yourself. You know, not everybody has the type of relationship I have with my kids, but I stay honest with my children for the fact that I know how the world is. Not everybody is like us. You know, not everybody has the understanding that we have. So
yeah.
We have to prepare them, and their best defense against the world is you. And for you to be able to cope with your own, whatever is going on within yourself, when you're able to do that, I'm not saying that this is what you should do, but for me, what I did is I let my kids know when they became of age that they could understand, you know, because I didn't want them to find something out the wrong way. So, you know, I commend you for calling in here and saying what you've said. I hope that it gives you a little bit of inner peace within yourself, knowing that you can actually start to move forward and know that the feelings that you're having are completely 100% okay. Whether it be a range from happy to sad, it doesn't matter. You're allowed to feel how you feel. It's 100% okay. And even if ever in life you don't go see a counselor, I would strongly encourage you to speak to somebody who you trust and who you feel will understand you and not judge you for what's happened.
Thank you.
So I wish you the best. And if there are, you know, I'm only on here once a month, but if ever you do want to call in and just to chit-chat, that's fine, too. I will talk to you. I will listen to what you have to say. And, you know, I'll get through it with you. And we can just be, you know, people on the radio just talking to each other about what's going on. So, you know,
you never know. It might actually be you. You never know.
And you never know.
It's definitely something.
I will say that you have tears coming out my eyes.
How many people... It's insane, because you just never know when that time's going to be or what it is. I'm a tough dude,
mm-hmm.
but you can hear the tears coming out, like, as
I'm crying.
As I'm speaking.
I'm crying, too. You made me cry. It's your fault you made me cry. So, okay, well, guess what? Guess what?
Thank you.
I have to get off the phone, but my show is almost over, so I wasn't able to get a fifth caller, was I?
Actually, we did. Theo called, and he said he didn't want to share, but he's super excited, and I have his phone number, so you can get in touch.
Okay.
And he's been listening to the show. I was pretty excited to hear that you know, two more callers were needed, and he called. And
absolutely.
So here it is.
Absolutely. Okay, well, John, I applaud you for calling in, and I'm sorry that I have to get off the phone now, but I wish you the best, and I hope that you can find peace within yourself and be able to move on from the negativity. I am here for you if you need it. So I just wanted to throw that out there. We're wrapping up the show. Again, this is Kitchen Table Conversations with Mary Postwaite. You're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM. And we will speak with you again next month. Thank you and good night.
Like I'm on my last breathing, with a noose around my neck, and it's A&A to reach its A's. It really is a blessing. Oppression and depression got me stressing with this lesson. Is God trying to tell me something? If he isn't, what's the message? I'm trying to get this money for my brother who's a college kid. Crying to myself like, thank the Lord God he...